When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip, when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Good morning, you guys. Welcome back to another episode here on Just Glow With It. And if you're new here, welcome. My name is Jasmine. I am a certified life coach. I create content. And of course, I'm the host of this podcast that's dedicated to women in their 20s and 30s who are on a journey of becoming the best versions of themselves, creating their dream lives. And welcome to today's episode. Also, happy November, you guys. I cannot believe that we have only 2 months left of 2024, but I can't lie. I am ready to wrap this year all the way up and never look back. This year for me has been a year of challenges, overcoming obstacles, growing pains, and I know that everything that's happened this year has been for me and for the betterment of my personal growth and my life. So I'm not complaining, but it's just been a really, really challenging year. And I know so many of us feel the same way and have had a similar 2024 just from speaking with you guys. I'm just like, wow, so many of us are going through similar things or just having a challenging year. But with that being said, I am really, really looking forward to the end of this year and just starting a fresh new year. I already know that the next 2 months are going to fly by so quickly with the holidays and traveling and just all the things that happen during this time of year. We actually have 5 episodes left of 2024. We're going to take a small hiatus from the podcast the last 2 weeks of 2024 and I think the first week or 2 weeks of 2025. And I'm really excited to just take an intentional break. I never really did that with the podcast, but I'm learning as I grow with the podcast, as I have more responsibilities in my career and in life, how important it is to take time away, even from the things that you love, even from the things that bring you joy. It's still important to take a break and take time away. So we are taking a quick mini hiatus at the end of the year, but we will be coming back in January, and I'm really excited just to come back feeling refreshed, re-inspired. Anyways, in today's episode, I wanted to talk about something that has been a main focal point in my life. I want to say in the last like at least 3 years, I feel like I've been on this journey of becoming a high value woman. And I know there's been so much talk around what a high value woman is, and there's so many misconceptions, but I want to give my perspective of what it means to be a high value woman. Because I do think that it varies depending on who you're speaking to. But for me, a high value woman is someone who has a strong sense of self-worth. She's someone who stands firm in her values, and she is someone who moves with confidence because she knows herself. A high value woman to me is someone who is aligned with who she is and what she deserves, and she doesn't settle for anything less in her life. And she just has this essence about her that screams, I know who I am, I get what I want, and I'm not settling for anything less than that. As you guys know, just from listening to this podcast, I have been on my own personal growth journey since my early 20s. In my early 20s, I feel like a lot of my personal growth was about healing and learning to love myself. And then middle 20s, I started to focus more on, okay, what do I want my life to look like? What do I want to do with my life? What is my purpose? I started to focus more on the outwardly things. And now that I'm in my late 20s and I'm going to be in my early 30s, which is insane to think about, I still feel 27. Like if I were to be stuck at an age, I feel like I'm still 27. But now that I'm in my late 20s, I feel like for the last 3 years or so, I've been really focusing on becoming a high value woman, becoming someone who has a strong sense of self-worth, who knows herself, who is confident in herself and her abilities, and who knows exactly what she deserves and what she's capable of. And honestly, you guys, I truly, truly feel like I'm in that place right now where I see myself as high value. And there's definitely still things that I'm working on. There's still things that I want to improve and change, but I truly feel like I am a high value woman. And it took time for me to get here. Before I became a high value woman myself, when I used to hear other high value women share their non-negotiables or their boundaries, I used to think, wow, their standards are way too high, or they're being so unrealistic or unreasonable. But the truth is, I only felt that way because I lacked the self-worth and confidence to believe that I was deserving of those things or those things are possible. And now that I've done the inner work myself, I get it now. I completely get it. And this isn't about being difficult or unrealistic. It's simply about knowing that you're worthy of the best and acting accordingly. And like with every episode, whatever I share or talk about, I'm not saying that you have to follow these rules or do these things. I am simply sharing what I choose to do for my life as a high value woman, what I no longer tolerate, what is a boundary for me. But just because that's what works for me doesn't mean it's for you, and that's absolutely okay. Really hope that you enjoy today's episode. If you do, I would so appreciate if you could rate and give the podcast a 5-star review. Share this episode with anyone who you think may also enjoy today's conversation. That is all I have to say, so let's go ahead and get into today's episode.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free Pocket Pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week.
Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
So this isn't necessarily like a step-by-step guide on how to become a high-value woman. I just wanted to share habits and traits and some of my non-negotiables as someone who considers themselves a high-value woman now. My first non-negotiable as a high-value woman is that I do not accept last-minute invites. And I know this might sound kind of strict, but I've realized that being intentional with my time is a form of self-respect, and I greatly respect myself. And don't get me wrong, I love spontaneous plans, but only when they're genuine. When it's something that truly is a last minute spontaneous idea, I'm all for that. But when it's something that was planned in advance, when it's something that took time to put together, and if I'm only hearing about it at the last minute, I'm not going because that doesn't sit right with me. It makes me feel like an afterthought. It makes me feel like I wasn't included in the original plans. It makes me feel like, oh, you can come if you want. And as we get older, we all become more more busier, right? We all have jobs, responsibilities, children to take care of, a house to run, just life responsibilities in general. And I'm at the point in my life where I have a lot going on in my life and I have very free, limited time. And I want to be super intentional with how I'm spending my free time. I want to make sure that I'm spending it with people who genuinely want to see me, who genuinely want me around. And a last minute invite just doesn't give that. It gives anything but that. And I'm just not a last minute person. Like I said, if it's a genuine, spontaneous, in the moment type of situation, that's different. And more times than not, when I have accepted last minute invites in the past, I've always ended up regretting it for whatever reason, whether it's because I didn't enjoy myself or because I felt like my presence wasn't really wanted there. Whatever reasons, I always regretted accepting those last minute plans, and I respect my time so much more than to just accept a last minute invite. My second non-negotiable as a high value woman is that I no longer tolerate shade or disrespect. And I think with everything that I'm talking about today, it all comes down to context and intention, okay? I love a good joke. I love a good roast session, but there's lines and boundaries that you know not to cross with your friends or people that you're close to. And one thing that I have absolutely zero tolerance for is shade and disrespect disguised as just a joke. I don't play that, especially with the people closest to me, because chances are the people you're closest to, you know what their insecurities are, you know what their triggers are, and you know what line not to cross. And for me, respect and kindness are non-negotiables. If it feels like subtle jabs or passive aggressiveness, I just don't engage. I don't deal with that. I will remove myself. I want my relationships to be rooted in mutual love and respect and not this hidden animosity or tension. We're at the age where we know better. You know, like we're not 15. We're not young and immature anymore. We're at the age where we know better. And if you choose not to do better, I will literally fall off the face of the earth and never talk to you again. Like, I'm so serious. I did that recently with someone who I thought we were building a genuine friendship with, and they did something very, very shady and disrespectful, and I peeped it right away, and I was like, you know what? I'm good. I don't need an explanation. I don't need to question you about it. And again, that comes from a place of respecting myself enough to know when to walk away and when not to engage in something that is not for me. So another trait that I've developed as a high value woman is that I no longer feel the need to explain myself to people or why I do certain things or why I don't do certain things. I have stopped feeling the need to justify my decisions and why I choose to live my life the way that I do. The amount of times people ask me, why aren't you married yet? Why don't you have kids? Do you want kids? Do you want to buy a house? Do you want to do X, Y, and Z? And I was so tired of explaining to people why I don't have certain things yet, or why I haven't done something yet, or why I don't want to do something. I just realized that there is no point in explaining myself to anyone, especially if they are not willing to see my perspective or understand my decisions. And I have come to a point in my journey where I know myself 100% and I trust my decision making. I trust what's for me. I trust the path that I'm on. And it is so freeing to no longer feel like I have to explain my actions to make others comfortable or to make others understand, because I genuinely don't care if someone understands why I choose to do the things that I do or why I live my life. I now focus on living my truth rather than explaining it. And if someone questions it or criticizes my choices, that says more about them than it does me, because I know at the end of the day, I'm living my life for me. I'm not hurting anyone. I'm not doing anything wrong. I'm not doing anything crazy or illegal or, you know, anything that is like worth being judged about. I'm literally just living my life and doing me and doing what I want to do and how I want to do it. And if that upsets someone or if someone doesn't understand that, I genuinely don't care. Another trait that I've developed as a high value woman is not feeling the need to prove my worth anymore. So I shared a quote with you guys the other week that went, once you start seeing your worth, you stop seeing people who don't. And this really hit deep for me, because when I didn't know my worth, I tried so hard to desperately get other people to see it, but once I stopped focusing on them getting to see it and focused on recognizing it for myself, that is when I no longer felt the need to convince anyone of my value or my worth. A byproduct of seeing your own worth is it becomes so much easier to let go of relationships, jobs, friendships that don't recognize your worth. Whereas before I saw or knew my worth, I would stay in jobs, in relationships, and friendships that clearly did not value me or know my worth. But now that I do, the moment I feel someone or something is not valuing me or treating me in the way that I feel I deserve, I just walk away. I literally walk away and I don't look back because I feel zero need to stay in a situation that isn't valuing me. Another trait or mindset that I've developed as a high value woman is that I do not feel the need to suffer unnecessarily anymore. So I used to have this mindset that the more that I suffered, the more I would be rewarded for how much I suffered, which led to a very, very hard life. And I've learned that unnecessary struggle isn't a requirement for success or for growth. You don't get a cookie or a reward for struggling the most. Life will have challenges, of course. There will be obstacles. Life isn't just going to be peachy all the time. And I totally get that. I just no longer feel the need to struggle or suffer when I don't need to. I don't feel the need to experience hardships just to prove something to myself or others. I choose for life to be easy. I choose for things to go my way. I choose ease and alignment wherever I can. And this doesn't mean that I avoid challenges. It just means that I'm intentional about the ones that I choose. Not every battle is mine to fight. Not every struggle is one that I need to take on. And one thing that I've learned to ask myself when I'm experiencing something that I perceive to be hard or difficult is this hard because this is actually a challenging situation, or am I making this harder than it needs to be? Am I suffering more than I need to suffer? Am I making this my problem when it doesn't need to be my problem? And that truly has made all the difference. As someone who used to, again, have this mindset of the more that I suffer, the more that I struggle, the more that I will be rewarded and I will be applauded for how much I've overcome and taken on, very much giving a martyr complex. And similarly speaking to not suffering unnecessarily, another mindset that I've developed as a high value woman is that I do not wear my pain or my trauma like a badge of honor anymore. And this also has been a really, really important lesson for me because my past has shaped and molded me in so many ways. And I'm grateful for those things, although some of those things were very painful. I'm still very grateful because it made me who I am today. But even though my past has shaped and molded me in so many ways, I no longer allow it to define me or be my personality. I've let go of the need to carry my struggles with me. Like, look at how strong I am. Look at how much I've overcome. I honor what I've been through, but I also believe in moving forward with your life. And for me, I don't want my story just to be about everything that I've gone through in life. I want my story to be about healing, about growth, and becoming, focusing on who I'm becoming, who I'm growing into, and the next phase of my life. I don't want my story just to be about staying stuck in what I've survived and focusing on all the things that I've overcome in my life. Like, yes, that is part of my story. That will always be part of my story. That will always stay with me. But it's not my entire story. That's just part of the plot line. But now I focus more on the woman that I'm becoming rather than the woman I used to be. So another trait that I've developed as a high value woman is I no longer find excuses for myself when there's no valid reason. I really believe that self-accountability is a form of self-respect and self-love. And if something matters to me, I am going to make time for it. I'm not going to make excuses. I still give myself grace when I need it, of course, but I don't let excuses hold me back from becoming who I want to be, doing the things that I want to accomplish. And this doesn't mean that I force myself to be perfect every single day, but it does mean I'm honest with myself. And if I didn't do what I said I would, I like to reflect on why, without judgment, but I just want to focus on why I didn't do something so that I can course correct and do better. And it's not about being hard on myself or shaming myself or judging myself. It's simply about showing up for myself with love and intention and just having accountability for that. Accountability is a big, 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 big trait that has helped me change my life. I went from being a victim my entire life to having self-accountability. Would not be where I am if I didn't take accountability of my life, of my choices, of my decisions. And so now I am very intentional about holding myself accountable and being honest with myself, but also knowing when to give myself grace is also really, really important. So another non-negotiable for me as a high-value woman is I refuse to settle in any capacity in life, whether it's relationships, work, friendships, or just life in general. I've learned that settling does not serve me at all. I just have this mindset of why would I settle for anything when I can have exactly, and I mean exactly, what I desire. It might take patience, it might take time, trust, faith, but I have never not gotten exactly what I wanted or something even better. I feel like I could make a whole podcast episode about not settling in life. I think I have actually. I feel like I've made a few episodes about this topic and how the power in not settling has literally transformed my life. And it's not easy to not settle. Not settling requires patience, faith, trust, and a sense of worthiness as well, feeling worthy that you do deserve exactly what you desire, and a lot of internal work that has to go into not settling in your life. But I have done that inner work, and I'm now at a place in my life where I do not settle. If something is not exactly, and I mean exactly, what I want, then it's not for me. I just have that mindset, I have that belief, and that is how I navigate life. So another non-negotiable for me as a high-value woman is investing in my health and wellness, and I just choose to prioritize high level of investing in my health and wellness. And to me, high level of investing requires time, money, energy. And investing in myself can look like investing in my skin, my nails, getting new walking shoes, workout classes, going to therapy, spa days, higher quality, fresher ingredients. And I'm definitely not perfect. I don't eat 100% clean every day. I still enjoy a good cocktail or eating out with friends. And, you know, I'm not like this 100% clean eating, organic, 24/7. No, I don't do all that. But the difference now is that I am way more mindful of how certain choices and decisions make me feel. If I know I'm going to go out with friends and have a few drinks, I know where my limits are. I know what makes me feel good. I still very much enjoy certain things just in moderation, and I'm more aware of how certain things make me feel. And sometimes I'm okay with that. Like if I have one too many drinks, I'm aware of how I'm going to feel the next day, and I am okay with that decision. Or if I'm not okay, then I don't have one too many drinks. But it's just about being aware of how certain things make you feel, being mindful, investing in yourself in the ways that you feel called. So another trait for me as a high value woman is that I do not accept offers that don't reflect my value. When I didn't know any better, I was easily impressed by anything. But now that I know better, now that I have a sense of self-worth, now that I know what I'm deserving of, I have learned to align with things that truly honor my worth. Whether it's work-related, collaborations, relationships, friendships, I no longer jump at every opportunity that comes my way. And trust me, there are a lot of opportunities that come my way that I willingly say no to because it's not truly aligned with my values or with what I think I deserve. And whenever an opportunity comes my way, whether again, it's like work-related, a friendship, an opportunity of any sort, I really think about every offer and ask myself, does this align with who I am? Does it align with what I want? If it doesn't, I trust that something better is on the way. I've stopped operating from a place of scarcity, and there's no need to say yes to something that doesn't feel right just to say that I have something going on, or just to have a busy social calendar, or just to have a lot on my to-do list. Like, my worth isn't determined by how much I have going on. It's reflected in how aligned I feel with what I do have. It comes from internally, and it comes from feeling proud of the decisions that I'm making in life and the direction that I'm going in. So these are just some of my mindsets, traits, and non-negotiables as a high-value woman. I have so many more things that I do or don't do, or values and boundaries, but these are just some of the things that I wanted to talk about that I feel like I haven't really touched on as much, but I really hope that you enjoyed today's episode. Again, if you're interested in checking out our sponsor for today's episode, link to that will be in the show notes. And don't forget to rate and review the podcast. That is all I have to say. As always, until next time, remember to just glow with it.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.